Hello, lovely Builders. Today we've got Evan from DIY Blinds. Now, we have been working with Evan for a few years now, and along with amazing products and services, we thought it would be a really interesting thing to cover off window furnishings, how you can get a great look installing yourself and how hard that is, but also, you know, some of the key things that you should think about early in the piece when you're planning so you don't get to the end and go, oh, what do you mean I need a window pelmet? And you haven't planned for it. So I hope you enjoy this as much as we do. After this, we'll get stuck into all things window furnishings.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders.
Our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Welcome, Evan. So this is Evan from DIY Blinds, who is one of our supplier partners, and you'll find him in the little black book if you are a Build Her member. Great service and discounts Australia-wide. I guess, Evan, can you give us a little snapshot about your history, why you ended up in window furnishings? We will cover more broadly later, and what you do at DIY's.
I founded the business with my business partner, Liam, and we both come from finance. We purchased some blinds independently, obviously, for our own homes, and the experience was atrocious. You know, you have pushy salespeople that come into your house and say free measuring quote, and then what they sell you and then what's actually installed doesn't always line up.
I have used that service before, and they come in and they're so pushy. It's like there's some kitchen places that do it too, right? They come in and they're like, oh, you need this. And by the way, if you sign up now, you get a 50% discount, but I'm not leaving your home and it's now 10 o'clock at night until you sign this form. Anyway, go.
Pretty much. And if you don't sign the form, they'll ring you next week. Yeah, no, it's the same in almost a lot of the different aspects of construction. It can be flooring, whatever. The ironic thing is if you don't sign up now, they'll offer you 60 or 70% off next week. So I just found the whole thing hasn't evolved, hasn't changed. And we've always daydreamed about e-commerce and doing digital disruption. So once we found the industry window furnishings hadn't evolved for, you know, a good 30, 40 years, super excited. We delved into it. We started a website. We kind of did it for about a year while we had full-time jobs. And then it just blew up. So we left our jobs and we stuck into the old blinds. The reason why the old blinds has grown to what it has today is because we're genuinely disrupting the industry. So if you think about brick and mortar stores, leases, commissions to salespeople, even what commissions do to people in terms of not necessarily encouraging the right behaviors or selling the best solution for that customer. And just to give context, a lot of people, unfortunately, in the window furnishing industry are either paid 100% commission or small bases. And, you know, majority of their income is off commission. And that's the same with other industries, but it doesn't encourage good behavior and they don't necessarily master their craft. What we did was we've basically turned a very analog industry that hasn't evolved for over 30 to 40 years, and we've turned it digital. We've done that by taking away unnecessary things like showrooms and things like that, and those leases that are attached to that, commissions to salespeople, and we've allowed ourselves the ability to then take all of those savings and all of those offer it by a digital experience. Now, people are going to think, oh, you have no showrooms. It's tactile. How am I going to see the fabric? How am I going to know which colors I like? We offer free samples that we express post out to customers, and we offer designer quality fabrics. You can touch and feel them. You can see what you like. The other thing that we offer are design consultants who are able to talk you through room by room, do quotes for you off your floor plans, and talk you through different options, pros and cons. And because no one in our team has paid commissions, they're all genuinely wanting to make sure that your house is beautiful and that you're able to achieve what you need to do with window furnishings. And it's not just curtains and blinds. They'll talk through how much light control do you need? What type of thermal insulation do you want? And yes, they'll talk about aesthetics, colors, textures, what type of tones are you after? And that type of genuine and authentic service offering tied in with the product offering we have has seen us explode because we're zigging when everyone else is zagging. So people who sell online are usually selling really cheap stuff made in China, whereas we're selling designer quality stuff online, which is complex and not always easy. but we try and make it as easy as possible for the customer. So we're able to do something that's really unique. We offer a great product.
And you're manufactured locally, right? Yeah.
So give you some context on that one. Like plantation shutters, if anyone's bought them before, 6 to 8 weeks. At the moment, 9 to 12 weeks. We get plantation shutters Australian made in 7 days. That's here in Victoria. You know, shipping to Queensland might be like 5 to 7 days. Shipping to Sydney is 2 days. You can't beat it. And at the price point we're selling it at, it's almost relatively the same as what you're buying a Chinese made product for.
So that's really important for people like me that don't have the attention span to wait 8 weeks for a, for a plantation.
Well, it's so common, isn't it? People think about window furnishings just before they move in.
No, we obviously plan it at the very beginning. To summarize that, what you're saying is that instead of having the overheads for like a brick and mortar store, you're able to service the customers to the same degree, if not better, because you're not pushing products by being online. And I guess, in fairness, in an age where we're not able to get to stores and not able to go to retail, the only options are kind of online options at the moment. So a lot of businesses are having to move to that type of thing. You've just always been set up with that in mind.
You hit the nail on the head. So if on two layers, one, we're able to offer better value in terms of price. And the second thing is better service and convenience. Like, you can shop anytime. And if you look at any industry, whether it's paint, tiles, flooring, a lot of it has moved online. Even Beaumont Tiles, which is fantastic, they're now offering free samples that you can order online. But you've got Tile Cloud and a few other businesses who absolutely offer the same products online at your convenience.
Yeah, ABI exactly does the same thing. I'm seeing quite a few different players in that, you know, that kind of, how do we help people? We know they're really busy.
For a business our size, we should really have about 10 showrooms all throughout Australia, really. But because we don't have to have those expenses or those overheads manning that, you don't have to then adjust your price. And our margin is still strong, but it's just not compromised by all these extra layers of fat. And the good thing for us is, you know, there's no importer, there's no exporter. We're not paying for certain brands. We're not franchised.
Let's say I'm feeling overwhelmed by the whole window things, and I get that you're online. I get that I can measure it up. I get that you can send you plans, but I don't have plans. So can you come measure and can you come install it, or do I need to be DIY minded?
No, that's a great thing. So we actually have a solution for that where we offer installers. Right. Ironically, we're called DIY Blinds. It's a name that we came up with for various reasons, such as Google. And a large portion of our customers DIY, but a large portion of our customers either don't have the skill set or the time to DIY. If you've never owned an electric drill, now is not the time to buy one and try install shutters. Luckily, we have installers in most metropolitan areas, and we're able to service a large part of Australia, everything from Queensland, ACT, South Australia, Victoria, most of Tassie, New South Wales. So the only real states we can't service is WA and Northern Territory, but we're working on that at the moment. But yeah, if you need so help installing, we'll do that for you.
I mean, we can install ourselves, but to be perfectly fair, like, we use DIY Blinds, but I've always used you in terms of getting you to install, because at this point of the job, like, I've got my guys doing what they're good at, and I want you to come in and do what you're good at. So that's why I'm not using the DIY service, even though I have the people that could DIY or I could DIY myself. I've got resources running where resources are running, and time is my pressure. So that's another reason why it's a good fit for us. We develop for profit, right? So time is money. The longer we hold on to a site, or the longer that we're sitting on things, the harder it becomes. So for us to wait 8 weeks for curtains or shutters or anything is really problematic. So it's all about the kind of staggering and the kind of organization in that sort of context. And then you've got the product. You offer a few product solutions which I haven't seen, like the automation and stuff. But before we kind of go down that path and talk about that, when do we need to be thinking about window furnishings? At what stage, and how should we start that conversation, I guess?
You should be thinking about window furnishings even when you're designing your house. Everyone thinks about the design of their house in terms of which way the sun's rising, which way is the sun setting. Natural light will just dramatically change the home. And if you think about it in that context, you should also be thinking about how you furnish it. What time of the day it's going to be too bright or glare? Where's the TV screen located? There's a lot of people who don't think about it in that context early on. But if you do, you're able to do two things. You're able to save money, because during your construction stage, you're able to, for home automation, do the wiring ahead of time. It's a lot easier to wire before you put the plaster on, obviously. It's a lot easier to make adaptations in terms of built-in pelmets or recessed curtain tracks. You have so many more options, and it doesn't cost any extra for your product. All it is that because you've planned ahead, your builder's informed, they're able to cater for it, and you're not having to make that nasty word variations if you do want to achieve that aesthetic. If you talk to any of my design consultants, they can walk through the whole thing with you. They can talk about your facade, street-facing windows. Do you put shutters to make sure that there's curbside appeal? Do you need double roller blinds or single roller blinds? And do you need shutters, curtains, what combination you have? But all of that is decided and based on two things, aesthetic and functionality, and they will work through with you what's important.
You know, in the same as we've got in different areas, everyone's values are really different and the way we use a space is really different. I mean, in our house, we have actually a bit of a blind war. So we have automated blinds because I actually love the up-down. Do you know what I love? I love the that I can click one button and turn all the blinds up. That's cool. Everything goes up and everything goes down together. There's something about me that absolutely loves that. But I also like to sleep with blinds open. I'm like that weird person that wants to wake to the natural light. So for me, I like a sheer so I can have the light dappled and coming through and the blinds up, but I need the blinds down for the baby. So I have my blind up and John has his blind down. And that's how we sleep. Yeah, in the same room. But you know, like everyone's different and they like, you know, some people like pitch black. If you like pitch black, you've actually got to think about curtains really mm-hmm. early, because pitch black is not achievable with some of the ways that you furnish.
Yeah. Or even your window selection. Sometimes it's impossible to get pitch black if you don't have a deep enough window reveal. Well, it's possible, right. But you're not going to be happy with the outcome because all the componentry is going to be external, protruding into the wall, from the wall. And it's ugly. So aesthetically, you're like, don't want that, but I want pitch black. Then you have to look at external blinds, which are more expensive. By having all those considerations ahead of time, you're able to save yourself the headache and we can come up with solutions. Your builder is also able to come up with solution, and even just your window selections, the locking mechanisms, all those things.
In the early plan stage, the one thing that handles as well, the one thing that kind of gets a lot of people, I think, is where we've got a bank of windows and we want to window finish it, but we know that we're going to lose about one third or close to that. So there's different ways you can have the fabric fold in, which you're an expert in and I'm not, that mean that you use slightly less. But what you're ideally saying is when you've got window furnishings on there, the bank needs to sit somewhere. So if you're sitting that against a wall, how does that sit and what's the relationship with the room? Because you might not need to put a window in an area which is more, you know, so you can have some cost savings. Also, if you've got angled or raked windows, they can be quite problematic. So you do kind of need to check it first. It's kind of like lighting as well, right? It's like you don't think about it till the end, but you need to sort it out in the beginning. And how do you get that information? Because, you know, who's going to give it to you for free at the beginning when the order doesn't get placed till the end?
Great point. Like if you've got a big bank of windows, that's expensive. You've got, you know, engineering that's involved to hold the weight. You've got those windows that aren't cheap. And if you paid for it to be glazed or triple glazed, what was it called when you had the thermal insulation through it? My coffee is starting to wear out.
Thermally broken.
Yeah. If you pay for all those extras, they're not cheap. But at the same time, if you have a great view, you want to maximize your connectivity with the outdoors. And if you have curtains that bank up and takes up 30% of that window, especially if it's a blockout curtain, you permanently lose 30% of that window you've paid for and organized. If you talk to us ahead of time, we can help you. We can either have a curved track so that it banks on the other wall. Let's say you have a wall. Let's say 80% of it is window, 20% of it is wall, but then you also have a floating shelf or TV cabinet that goes there. Talk to us and we can talk to your builder and you can stack all of your curtains to one side and the shelf's not going to get in the way. If you talk to us ahead of time and you make those provisions, it doesn't cost you any extra with your builder 90% of the time, and it's not going to cost any extra with your curtains.
The other one is that roofline, that pelmet, and this is something that designers use a lot, but depending on how you're doing your planning and, you know, who's doing it, an architect or an interior designer or a draftsperson, you may or may not think about it as a pelmet. So basically it means that the track goes up a little bit higher than your normal ceiling. So you don't read the track in the top of the curtain. It looks like it just kind of floats down from the ceiling. And it's a designer look. It does cost a little bit extra to build a pelmet, but not a lot. So you get this kind of enhanced look without spending a lot, but you do need to put it in early because you need to know what way your roof trusses are going and work out where it's going to sit, things like that. So it may or may not be possible, but if you look at it early and you flag it, that's where you get a superior finish.
And everyone wants that five-star hotel look where your curtains just flow straight from the ceiling. So there's multiple solutions that we can achieve depending on your scenario, because you're right, roof trusses and things like that. And for people who don't have tall ceilings, you don't want to drop the ceiling to create a pelmet. If you have tall ceilings, perhaps you can drop the ceiling to create a pelmet. Everyone's scenario is different, but if you speak to us and show us your plans, we'll be able to talk you through all the different options and pros and cons. And everyone's opinions are different, so it depends on your values as well and what you find aesthetically pleasing. But we can show you pictures of what customers have achieved, lots of builders as well, using our products, using our different design methodologies, and you can pick and choose. But you don't have the same options once you've plastered.
You've now got some automated solutions that connect. They use batteries, right?
Yeah,
so they don't need to be hardwired.
No, but we use Somfy products that are the best in the industry when it comes to home automation and motorization for window furnishings. So you're looking at battery options, AC powered, and you know, you're talking about push of a button, Beck. Wait till the stage four lockdown is finished and we connect you to Google Home, Alexa, whatever it is that you use. But you said you like waking up to the sun. So yes. Let's say you set your alarm clock
at
on your phone. If there's an app that we can set you up with, whatever your alarm is on your phone, that's when the blinds will start to go up so that you wake up to natural sun.
Do you know what I also use it for? And I know it's not maybe the intent, but I like to be able to play with it. So if it's a super hot day, I can put the curtains down because I know, like, we've got a two-story house. So downstairs isn't a problem because it's concrete slab, so you've got thermal mass and things like that. But upstairs, you want to block the light when it's coming in. So if you can put the curtains down, you're blocking the light and you're using it as another way to be energy efficient, so you're not having to run additional cooling. Now, in winter, you might want to leave the blinds up so you're collecting that heat and that heat storage and then put them down as the sun starts to go down. So you can start to use them like that. It's a good way to retrofit and become more sustainable. It's probably one of the tools in a whole host of sustainability options.
Brilliant point, Beck. And something that's really exciting is with the Somfy motors that we sell and with the Bureau of Meteorology app, depending on what the forecast is of the sun rising, sun setting, depending on what the forecast is of the weather, so especially in summer and winter, your blinds can go up and down automatically depending on what time it's forecasted to start to heat up, start to cool down. You don't have to wait for your house to heat up before you put the blinds down. And you don't have to remember to do it before it gets hot. It'll do it for you. We believe in home automation. We love home automation. But there's too much home automation out there that just becomes cumbersome. It becomes like you've got to be an astrophysicist or some kind of engineer to be able to figure it out. We love home automation and we love the Somfy platform and we love If This and That, because if you set it up right, it just works in the background and it's actually convenient. You don't have to worry about it. It does everything for you in the background, which is, I think, brilliant. I think it's the way of the future. It's not something that you have to play with. That's not home automation. If you have to key in stuff in and play with hubs and remotes and find remotes,
right, I'm lost.
Not really easier. Exactly.
Yeah, it needs to be done from my phone because I know my phone's reasonably intuitive. Or I need to be able to remember how to do it. But also, like, so I might have just discovered, I know I'm really late to this party, I've just discovered the energy bill on your phone and it gives you a daily reading. So my current ridiculous hobby is waking up every morning and seeing what I spent on energy the day before and seeing if I can get that lower. And so that's why I've been fucking around with the curtains. to make sure that, you know, I'm like trapping the heat in. So the only thing it doesn't work with is my rising, but if I can set it with my alarm, then I could get it to go up at like 4 o'clock so I could gently rise with the light of the world.
And, you know, if you ever do have a day off on a weekend, because I know you work 7 days, but if you ever have a day off on the weekend and you want to sleep in, you can reset your alarm clock and it'll do it automatically. You don't have to think about it. There's so many exciting things with home automation that we're able to do now, and we've got a huge team that we're trying to build with within that space. There's things like Cbus that a lot of your builders would have explored, but it's all hardwired, very expensive. I think the way of the future
is Wi-Fi. I think you're right. It's all Wi-Fi. Because, like, the Cbus came out 15, 20 years ago, and you had to, like, I remember the first type of programming, and you had to push the button 15 times and then try and figure out, like, it drove me nuts. We put it in the big apartment building that we were building at the time. And I'm like, I can't work out how to turn the goddamn lights on.
And it's a cheaper solution and it's better. So with CBUS also, it's an antiquated system because it's hardwired. Something breaks, it's so expensive to fix. But with our system, it's future-proof so that, you know, because it's Wi-Fi, you can update it. You just send an update to the program or to the chipset, and it all happens in the background. The other thing we do is we work with a bunch of developers, because I know you have your builder developers. So there's developers we work with interstate and locally who are building apartment blocks and high-end to mid-end units. So we work with them on a few home automation platforms so that they're able to future-proof their build and make sure that it's really appealing to a specific segment. So now I'm talking specifically to those who are building for profit. Something that's really appealing.
Higher end, yeah.
Yeah, even to the medium end, something that's really appealing more so to the, sometimes, well, generalizing here, sometimes especially for the husband, is having a future tech. And I know this is such a big debate we go through a lot, where you have your air conditioner platform is a mini iPad, your heating platform, everything. You have like four or five little iPads on your wall, and the husband goes, that looks great. It's like the Starship Enterprise. My home is automated. And the wife goes, you've just taken up all the wall. That is ugly. What is that?
So the blind on the phone thing, and also my heating and cooling on the phone, because I didn't want one of those stupid iPads on the wall. I know, not stupid, lovely iPads on the wall that are really great. But I also wanted to, because I've got kids and I'm sick of nagging them, I want to be able to turn their heating off. Like, case in point, Mr. 20 didn't stay here last night, stayed at his girlfriend's, but turned the heating up to 22 in his room all night and would have just left it like that. And I understand that I could train him and nag him, or I could fix the problem by turning it off on my phone. So I agree with you, but I didn't think I would agree with you, because in fairness, we installed the clickers on the last house, and I was like, Ev, I don't need clickers for my blinds. Yep. And curtains. It's all right. I can move them with my hand. Like, I'm not that, like, it's fine. Let me tell you, I need clickers. I love automated curtains and blinds. I don't know what's become of me, because really, I didn't think I'd be that person, but now I am. I think it's because I've got one. I can't go back.
Some people will say it's gimmicky, but the ease of use, especially if you have tall ceilings. So you had a raked ceiling that was, you had a complicated structure in terms of your lounge room, if we're talking about Bayview. And there's some curtains that we do that are like 4 meters tall. To try and pull that across, it can become cumbersome and it can become inconvenient, but you can press the button. But the really cool thing with the Sonfig Gladiator Trax is that you're able to just tug the curtain a little bit, just like you could in a five-star hotel, and the curtain will start to move. You tug it the other way, it'll start to move again. So you can open and close it just with a simple tug if you can't find the clicker.
So you're not stuck if you lose the clicker.
Exactly.
But I didn't and dirty hands.
Can we just talk about husbands with dirty hands or kids with dirty hands? You don't want to be...
They're filthy.
Exactly. So being able to automate them, there is some value, and you do prolong the life of your curtains. You could argue that in terms of automating your curtains.
I can make lots of arguments. It's fine. So I'm controlling, I'm in the kitchen, and I want that shut.
I get budget's really important. Everyone's budget's different. And don't be scared off just because we offer home automation and the high-end stuff. You can do just a regular roller blind and regular curtain.
Well, the roller blinds are actually really cost-effective.
So this
is the thing. Running in terms of cost, how does it go? Like, is it roller blinds, then it's curtains and shutters? Like, or is there... I mean, I know we can kind of play with the thing on your website.
We've got really good systems. So you can jump on the website, order your samples, but you can also price up your own home if you want to. You just punch in your width and your drops. You look at your windows. You can measure your own house if you're just renovating, and you get pricing instantly. So it's live pricing. You can
design and order your blinds. That I find really handy, actually, because sometimes I want to set budgets and I don't know how much of a budget to set.
You'll find that it's not necessarily by product, except for shutters. Shutters are fixed at a square meter price, but curtains and roller blinds, it depends on the fabric. You've got fabric that are really expensive because they might be organic, cotton, linen, wool, or you can have a polyester fabric, and it dramatically changes the price. Let me tell you, with curtains, the biggest component in your pricing is the cost of the fabric, because that's the biggest factor. It's not the manufacturing, it's not the workroom, it's not the tracks, it's the fabric.
So have I always chosen expensive fabrics?
No, you haven't actually. You've been really economical in your choices. And I know Justine helped you a lot with the Jillaby flats that you've chosen in Bayview. That was a polyester fabric. And polyester has come a long way. Not many people can tell these days if it's polyester or cotton or linen unless you start to touch it. But it's really come a long way. I just think that there's some people who have a romantic attachment to your cottons, your linens, but there's also a downside.
Well, I organic, like linen. Delicate. I wanted it to be user-friendly, I guess, was the other
And you've got young kids, 100%.
I do, and they don't keep their hands clean. and they do tug on stuff. So I do need to be able to clean it.
So polyester fabric's great. And a polyester fabric that looks great.
But
great
it didn't texture, look polyester. that was the thing. No. So polyester has a negative connotation. You can actually download that Bayview mag if you're interested. We've got a link to all the different fabrics and products and actually everything from the curtains to the floorboards to the paint colours and the tapware. Everything is hyperlinked in there. So you can, if you just go to our website under freebies or resources, you can download that if you feel like it and you want to see what we're talking about. Otherwise, you can order your own samples. So is there anything else? So we've got, we're thinking about it early. We're looking at where the stacks go and the different ways that we can make it look more high-end without cost. We can price it up on your website if we want to look at pricing. And we've talked a bit about home automation. Is there anything else? Like what's next for DIYs?
For us, it's scaling the business. So it's been really exciting in the trajectory and the growth that we've had, but also trying to make sure that we don't drop in service. There's a lot of products that we're looking at and we're looking to add. There's nothing in the market at the moment that's really exciting us, but what we're continually adding is better fabrics, more, a bigger range of design range for fabrics. And I should touch on this because a lot of your builders do this. If you want to source your own fabric, go to any of the textile houses, your Mokums, your Zappels, your Warwicks, your Charles Parsons, pick your fabric. They have showrooms in every state. Pick your fabric, buy it through us. We'll pass on our trade discount to you so you're not having to pay retail. And we can manufacture your curtains or your blinds with that fabric. That's a really good offering for those who are a little bit more advanced in terms of design or wanting a specific fabric because they've already got it in their home or they're looking for something, you know, they've been inspired by what they've seen in Bell Magazine or whatever. And I want to achieve the same effect.
Well, I mean, we didn't, and I'm sure this isn't something that you want to do all the time, but we had a split curtain actually on ours. So it was a bit more of a, so we had some standard shears. I'm a big fan of the shears, to be honest. I'll put shears almost everywhere, but we had some curtains through the older part of our house, which was more of an Edwardian house. And we used a split fabric. So the top half was quite light and then the bottom part was quite dark. And so we went to, I think it was Warwick Fabrics with you and chose the fabrics to do that. Now that wasn't our idea. That was Arendt and Pike. we were looking at some great designs that other people were doing and we wanted to use something similar in our project. So that's kind of where the idea came from. And then it was designed up and sent to you and you helped us make that dream come through.
But that's just one really good example in terms of that's something we don't offer on our website. But we can easily, because everything's custom made in Australia.
Now you pay more for that, right? So just understand that if you play around with things, you're going to end up paying more for that. But then you're making a statement. So you don't need to make statements with everything, but the curtains in that room, they surrounded a really big Edwardian LED light window. And so that was a statement wall and the curtains kind of tied into that. And that's why it was done. So I guess what you're saying is you're open to playing. So you can have a bit of fun with curtains as well. It doesn't have to all be a neutral color sheer like I like.
It does cost more, but remember, we don't have the same overheads. So it's still going to be cheaper than going elsewhere, one. Two, my main point is if you've worked with a designer or you are a designer, because I know a few builders and designers, if there's something that you're wanting to do that you've done before or that you've seen, whether it's a different curtain heading, track type, talk to us. Talk to one of our design consultants. We can do it for you.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much, Evan, for coming along and talking to us about all things curtains.
Window furnishings.
Window furnishings. Thank you. You're right. It wasn't just curtains.
If anyone wants anything, they can always contact us. All the builders get great discounts because of the volume that you guys order as a collective. And we love working with the builder collectives. The projects you girls do are just stunning. They're a lot of fun and they're not every day. And there's so many people out there with, I suppose, a little bit more courage because and knowledge because they're backed up by a community to go out there and not just do the same thing over and over again. And I can tell you, my guys enjoy that because it just changes things up.
Well, I think everyone who's a builder and part of our community, they're interested in getting things right. So it doesn't necessarily cost them more or their house isn't necessarily a high-end house. It could be. It might not be. It's just that they're thinking about each aspect. And so they're maximizing the potential because they've thought about it and they know what they're looking at ahead of time. The trade discounts Evan's talking about is like we've got a little black book and I think there's maybe 130 pages or something. Like there's a lot of suppliers and these are people we've got relationships with and we can pass on our trade discount to you And we know that actually if you do end up doing the Build Her course, it would actually save money by just using the trade discounts anyway, if that makes sense. It's a little bonus that we give people.
Yeah. And especially when you add it up. And it's not just, remember, with trade discounts, everybody does. Builders get trade discounts from Bunnings, from flooring, carpeting. Trade discounts are something that's built into the construction or the building residential industry. And if you're able to access those, the amount of money you can save, considering some of them are quite, you know, even if it's 10%, but if it's 10% on $50,000 worth of timber or whatever, it's substantial. I'd highly encourage people to be able to access it, to use it. And the good thing is, Bex kind of curated all of the trades she trusts, all of the trades she's used. So this is a vetted list.
It is a vetted list, but what we do is we don't tie ourselves. So we don't do that thing sometimes people do, like kickbacks, and they're like, oh, we will only send you to one person, or we'll only send you to one. I know we're doing this podcast. We're doing this podcast because Evan.
It's not sponsored.
Evan.
It's not sponsored. You need to pay me $15,000 for you to come on the podcast.
No, it's not sponsored. It's just that we use Evan for our curtains and our blinds, and we think it's a really interesting topic. We like to be able to showcase a range of products as well. So you can go top end here, you can go lower end here. You can mix and match like you do with your clothes. I guess for us, it's not about that exclusivity and trying to force people down the line. It's about saying here are a whole heap of different options, and there's different options that fit different people for different reasons. And that's across the board in every trade and every industry. There are high-end builders, there are high-end architects, there are more cost-effective builders and more cost-effective architects. And there's reasons why you would use each person along the line. So that's why we're kind of open in saying we're happy to work with a whole range of people in their products, because building is not one size fits all, and it's all about expressing your personality. And I like that you're able to kind of help people on their journey, and whilst you've got a set range of things, you can also work in to, I guess, create their vision with their fabrics and what they're looking to do as well, because that's not always available.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming along. We will talk to you more. And
a lot of fun. I think we've still got a bit of work to do at your house, Beck. And there's so many exciting projects we're working on. But this has been a lot of fun, Beck.
Perfect. So that's DIYblinds.com.au.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.